Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. My engineer had me giggling right before airtime. Thanks, Frank. Yeah, thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're all about empowerment, so we're going to give you a heads up on some things. And so today we're going to be talking about whey protein. Have you seen the products in the stores, the vitamin shops, and so forth? And they're everywhere. So we're going to be talking about that. You know, is that whey protein healthy for you or not? Also, we're going to be talking about, we didn't get to your liver last time. We ran out of time, so we're going to talk about the liver today, and we'll see how much time we have for other things after that. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, and all of America, praying for God's hand be upon us. You know, I love that prayer, Jabez. May your hand be upon me and broaden my way and keep evil from me, that it not grieve me. Well, I'm kind of asking that for all of America, because we need our supernatural sovereign God to help us get get back on track. So in the devotional today, this is a synopsis from John 14 and 16 and Zechariah 4, and it goes like this. I am the creator of heaven and earth, Lord of all that is and all that will ever be. Although I am unimaginably vast, I choose to dwell within you, permeating you with my presence. Only in the spirit realm could someone so infinitely great live within someone so very small. Be awed by the power of the glory of my spirit within you. Through the Holy Spirit is infinite. He designs to be your helper. He is always ready to offer assistance. All you need to do is ask. When the path before you looks easy and straightforward, you may be tempted to go it alone instead of relying on me. This is when you are at the greatest danger of stumbling. So ask my spirit to help you as you go through each step of the way and never neglect this glorious source of strength within you. All right. The Holy Spirit is special friend and comforter. Yeah. Ask him to guide your feet along the path, that you slip and faint not, that you can wear the whole armor of God, that you ask for godly wisdom and discernment, that you pray for the brethren and help them, and also fulfill the Great Commission. And one day, hopefully you hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So, you know, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, find salvation through the Lord, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, salmon dog treats seem to have some mercury in them. Uh-oh. Let's see. They had an analysis, and they were testing the salmon and fish product treats for pets. Amazon sells them. Other specialty pet stores sell them. Some have no mercury, but 29 out of 31 products had no mercury. But there's the salmon strip dog treats and the Thinkers Pacific salmon dog treats. So they found isotopes of mercury. They analyzed them. And basically what they came up, and these are dog treats that are made by Palto. They're very specific as to the treats, who they were made from. And Palto products, it's manufactured by KDR Pet Treats LLC in Fresno, California. So inside these dog treats, 120 parts per million of mercury in the salmon. And then on the Thinker Pacific salmon treats, there was 190 parts per million. So you need to be careful out there what you feed your pets. You know, if your pets are licking their feet to death, nomming on their feet a lot, don't feed them chicken. People feed them chicken. All right, moving along in the quack report. Oh, a lot of people ask me what I feed my dog. They do. Well, I make my own pet food. I do. And then I got so tired of the dog supplements being just crap that I made my own, and it's called Power Greens for Pets. And yes, you can have some. It is on the powerherbs.com website under the pets tab. And by the way, we're going to have a new website coming this month. We're all excited. We're putting on the finishing touches. Catalog 2, trying to get that all together and over to the printer, so we'll let you know when that's ready to mail out to you. So we got lots going on. All right, moving along in the quacker, last but not least in the quack report, Minnesota health insurance market has an emergency situation. In St. Paul, Minnesota, they said their health insurance regulator said the state's individual market is in an emergency situation because of the big rate increases that are being hiked up for 2017. The Department of Commerce Commissioner Mike Rothman said last Friday that there are five companies that offer plans through their state exchange, you know, the Affordable Care Act kind of thing, and they offer directly to consumers, and they're leaving the market by 2017 because of the hikes. He said that big rate increases are the reason. One is remaining for now, he says, but if that one goes, they don't know what they're going to do. Obama administration, they think because there's so many insurance companies losing their you-know-what, Obama's going to pay them off and sidestep Congress. The Obama administration is maneuvering to pay health insurance billions of dollars that the government owes under the Affordable Care Act through a move that could circumvent Congress and help shore up the legislative achievement the president has put forth called the Affordable Care Act. So the Justice Department officials have privately told several health plan companies that are suing the government for unpaid monies that they're going to pay them with a broad settlement, which could end up paying off 175 health plans selling coverage on the Affordable Care Act exchange marketplace. So the payments most likely would draw from the obscure Treasury Department's fund intended to cover federal legal claims, when the federal government is sued. How many times does the federal government get sued? I don't tell you something. Who's paying for that? Guess who? More than 10 million Americans have gained coverage through the marketplace since it opened in 2014. But the insurers are losing money because the people who got plans were people who were uninsurable before, a lot of them, and they're very sick. And other people aren't getting insurance through them. So they're finding another way. So a settlement probably would come from the Treasury's Judgment Fund. This was set up in the 50s. So it's money. It's like a slush fund to pay valid claims against the government. So they're going to pay them. And there's $18 million in there, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just a fraction of what is owed to them. You know? Christian Healthcare Ministries, check it out if you want an alternative. You check it out. That's all I'm going to say. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, yeah. Christian Healthcare Ministries does qualify for the Affordable Care Act. So you won't get a penalty, so don't worry about that. All right, we are going to be talking about whey protein. Because, those whey protein shakes may be gone by the wayside, no pun intended. Now, for decades, bulking up with more muscle, it's been kind of a goal of the American male. They like to do that. Some females get into it, too. And most avoid steroids, to help them beef up. And then what do? They turn to the protein whey products, a lot of them. So does whey protein, powdered or in shake form, a lot of products out there in shake form, does that put more muscle on your body? And according to MuscleFitness.com, it would depend on the product. So they state this, quote, there are not so good whey protein products on the market, end of quote. So we're going to take a look at this protein source and see if it is the best choice for building and maintaining muscle mass. Because, a lot of people that work out want to retain that muscle and make it as easy as possible. All right, let's look at the differences in whey products. Because a search on whey products, W-H-E-Y, pulls up a ton of information. However, the health experts state that the way that the protein is digested and utilized by the body is the key. So it is called microfraction content. So whey is comprised of amino acids, which are required for muscle growth, energy, and stamina. So whey protein also contains antioxidants, which assist the immune system and muscle growth and repair. That's what we're told. However, whey protein is digested differently than other protein sources. So we're told that the protein in whey metabolizes much faster, in like less than 30 minutes, and that the nutrients, the amino acids, are sent directly to the muscles. Now, science is stating that this is what pushes up muscle growth and why bodybuilders use whey protein. Kind of makes sense. Okay. Well, let's look at the whey supply. Who makes this stuff? Whey protein is derived from cow's milk. Now, lately, the quality and the health benefit of cow's milk has been brought into question. So more people, what they're doing is they're switching to alternative milk products. So that would explain why over a four-year period from 2004 to 2008, the Dairy Farmers of America Incorporated euthanized 500,000 cows to drive up milk prices. So this incident prompted a lawsuit under the Caper-Volstead Act, which is a federal law that prohibits price fixing. And we're told that the dairy farmers earn about 33% on the retail price of milk products, which is normal for the market when you have the middleman distributor and then the retailer, you know, getting their cut. So Dairy Farmers of America, Inc. paid $52 million in the settlement, and dairy farms go bankrupt when milk prices drop. And since the government won't let them set milk prices, their alternative through supply and demand is killing cows to bring the prices back up. In other words, it's a messed up system, isn't it? This is messed up. All right. So where do they get the whey? We get it. Okay. We know it comes from cow's milk. Well, according to sources, there are just a handful of suppliers for whey products, and they get it from manufacturers who collect the waste byproduct of cheese. So the two main manufacturers for processed whey protein are going to be Glanbia, it's Glanbia, and they're located in Ireland. And the other one is called Hilmar, and they're located in California. So the whey is highly processed and filtered, and they can produce an array of protein powders. So they can kind of, you know, make different formulas for you. And supplement companies like Optium and Dymatize, well, they'll order these various protein powders and then add their own ingredients to it, you know, kind of make their own formulation. And they'll add flavorings, colorings, calcium caseinate, digestive enzymes, salt, sugar, soy, anti-caking agents, etc. So, and this is the finished product usually that most people buy when it's in stores. So not all whey powdered products are the same, and the nutritional effectiveness varies. Now, most body fitness experts, they advise their clients to check for fat and carbohydrate values, and the lower the better on both of those. And most products will contain a hydrolyzed whey protein. So they say the high-quality whey products will have more whey protein that's isolate, which is indicating it's 90% pure whey protein. So a hydrolyzed protein is processed into small protein fragments, and they say has been filtered more and processed more. Therefore, some of the whey protein products on the market can have less than 35% whey protein and typically cost less. Well, and then some people say, well, why don't you just use raw milk? Well, when we look at raw milk, we find it contains whey and casein. And the main protein in raw milk is not whey. That's 20% protein. And casein is the main protein. It's 80%. So there, where whey protein is, you know, quickly metabolized to feed muscles, that's the whey protein. But the casein protein is a slowly absorbed protein, and it helps to prevent muscle reduction in the absence of food. So some whey protein products will include casein hydrolysate to, you know, quicken absorption and protect muscle mass. Now, according to fitness expert and author of Unlock Your Muscle Gene, his name is Ori Hofmichler, he says finding authentic casein in your whey product, which is preferred, but it can be hard to find. So the manufacturers use an acid and a heat to extract casein from raw milk, and this kills a lot of the nutrition and leaves toxic residues behind. So Hofmichler notes that whole milk casein protein binds with calcium and phosphate to function properly in the body. So this, the acids in the processing of the milk protein will kill this balance, and it puts acid residues in your body. So processing whole foods with heat or acids produces an inorganic product, and the side effects are going to include an aftertaste. A lot of people, you know, that use that whey stuff, they say it tastes kind of funky. So aftertaste, heartburn, bloating, various digestive problems, and allergic reactions. And people with weak kidneys or kidney problems or liver problems really should avoid these whey protein products. Pasteurized and homogenized milk products are also a problem due to the processing. It kills the nutrition, leaves the heat-hardy bacteria to thrive. Let me read you a quote from Hofmeckler, a fitness expert, author of Unlock Your Muscle Gene. Great title, by the way, to that book. I like that. He says this, typically, heated protein gets carcinogenic due to its changes in their molecule integrity, which reduces digestibility and increases nitrogen waste. So an increased load of nitrogen waste material in the colon can ferment, promoting cancer.
What?
Wow. All that from whey protein? Well, according to Hofmeckler, people who use the whey protein products would need to eat plenty of digestive resistant starches or soluble fiber to act as a substrate for the healthy gut flora to counteract that protein fermentation process and help protect the colon from cancer. So how many people do you think are doing that? Well, and what about saving, you know, the muscle mass once you get it? Well, according to December 1997 research that was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, the USA publication, they said two groups of patients were tested on the whey protein versus the casein protein, and the group using the whey protein without any casein in it had a 25% loss of muscle mass compared to the group that had the casein protein. So the research team concluded that by keeping the casein protein, it reduces the amount of protein that we burn for fuel in a 7-hour period, and it improves protein balance. And physicians and scientists state that muscles cannot grow and retain without these two proteins, quote, in balance. So the best source will be unprocessed whole foods, but should we consider milk to be one of them? Well, according to Dr. Tom Cohen of the Weston Price Foundation, he says milk contains sugars, and any milk product, raw or processed, will affect our brain's opiate receptors. He adds that this is why people are addicted to milk products. He goes on to say that the opiate stimulants disrupt our immune system, and they become immune system suppressors. So he references a European study that found that when HIV and AIDS patients or cancer patients were given any kind of pain medications that contained opiates, that it suppressed the immune system. Therefore, Dr. Cohen suggests that anyone with immune system issues avoid milk products, and this includes your whey products. He says if milk contains elements that can make us addicts to milk products and suppresses our immune system, which our immune system is the safeguard our body has to fight diseases like cancer, well, then avoiding milk sounds like a healthy choice. Did you know that? Well, all right, so what about this protein balance? Well, when we have food sources that offer us balanced proteins, we experience the following benefits. Leaner body mass, greater unwanted fat loss. You know, we don't want the fat. We want to get rid of that unwanted fat. Also, we have more antioxidants, which protects us from cancer and other diseases. Also, we have lower triglycerides and better immune system function. We have more antibacterial fighting ability when we get proteins in balance. Ooh. Okay, so what about whole food protein sources? Well, one whole food with balanced protein comes not from animals, but from chlorophyll-rich sources. Now, for instance, chlorella is a high dose of chlorophyll. Spirulina also offers this rich nutrient base of plant proteins. And many people turn to these plant sources to obtain the nutrition they normally would get eating, you know, platefuls of vegetables. So the blessing behind the whole food sources of nutrients is that they are, quote, perfectly balanced and do not offer the risk that isolated, highly processed, and non-organic nutrients do. Now, according to alternative medicine expert and chiropractor Dr. Josh Axe, he says chlorella contains 16 grams of protein in just 3 tablespoons. And also TV personality Dr. Oz points out that beef offers protein, and with 4 ounces of beef, you get about 29 grams to 36 grams of protein, or 34.5 grams from a sirloin steak. So you get almost the same amount of protein in the chlorophyll-rich chlorella spirulina that you would eating animal meats. Now, if you use plant proteins like chlorella and you line up the nutrients that are easily metabolized without loading on the calories or the fat or risking cardiovascular health, here's what you get. In just 1 ounce of chlorella, you get protein of 16 grams. You get vitamin A, 28.7% of the recommended daily allowance. You get vitamin B2, 71%. And also you get vitamin B1 and B6 and phosphorus. Also is vitamin B3, 33%, iron, 202%, magnesium, 22%, and zinc, 133%. Now, everybody knows zinc's good for what? For what? It's good for your immune system and prostate. All right. So, you know, I've been an herbalist for over 20 years, and I've learned that the right nutrition is like having no premium health insurance, because better nutrition lowers your health risk. Therefore, if you decide to use chlorella and spirulina as a protein source for healthier muscles that are easier to maintain and keep, you know, retain them, you know what else you're going to get? You're going to get the following benefits. It's going to protect your eye tissue and also improves your night vision. So chlorella and spirulina, these rich chlorophyll plants, are going to do this. You'll be more resistant to stress and fatigue. You'll help prevent migraine headaches. It improves your skin, prevents acne, protects you against bowel cancer, improves your sleep, helps your body manage blood sugars better. It lowers your cholesterol and triglycerides. It deters allergic reactions. It improves your nervous system health and your digestion. It improves health of the reproductive system, including, hello, the prostate. Also, it strengthens your bones and improves your immune system function to fight more infections. It protects your body from heavy metals and radiation. I mean, it's just an endless list, isn't it? I mean, who wouldn't want that? So the obvious benefit using plant protein instead of animal protein is there is no cancer risk, no addiction risk, and it does not suppress the immune system. So when you use chlorella and spirulina plant proteins, you are actually taking in whole food nutrients that help you fight oxidative stress on a cellular level. So these are all balanced proteins, and which means you'll also be able to dump unwanted fat, improve your skin health, and look younger. Who wouldn't want that? Well, I can see by the clock. Got to take a break. Almost done with this info on whey, and then we're going to be talking about your liver. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I take snow and rain and a bright sunshine,
taking the land.
Wendy Wilson, we're having a good time. Yes, we try. All right, so we're talking about this whey protein and if it's good for you and if there's a better solution that doesn't put you at risk of cancer and lower immune system and so forth. Yes, there is. And it's called chlorophyll that you find in your fruits and vegetables. And, of course, if you don't want to eat a bunch of that, which you should, and if you need a little help from time to time, you can supplement with a little chlorophyll and spirulina. So plant protein sources are in many stores, and they come in powders and tablets and even beverages. So the thing that you want to look for is an organic source and one that has not wasn't exposed to radiation. Because in the past, the islands of Hawaii had the highest quality of chlorella and spirulina, but that Fukushima nuclear incident in Japan has kind of put a cloud over all the naturally collected Pacific sources. So be careful and also investigate freshwater sources due to the pollution that motorboats add to the water. And in the meantime, farm cultivated sources will be the safest choice, thereby, you know, significantly limiting any radiation or pollution factors. So companies that, you know, harvest food, farm cultivated chlorella and spirulina, they're also very careful to monitor their water quality and also test for radiation levels. And apothecary herbs, well, they use the highest quality in the farm cultivated chlorella and spirulina. It's in their whole food vitamin mix. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. So in addition to the plant protein in the body food mix, there's this blend of herbs that provides 22 amino acids and more vitamins and minerals, which are all water soluble. So when you add them to juice or water, it gives you this fast absorption process. So the more quality nutrition that you put into the body, the more satisfied the body is, and you can eat lighter and not be hungry. So if you want, call Apothecary Herbs to order your Body Foundation food mix and build and retain those muscles and protect your immune system at the same time. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International number is 704-885-0277. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. So you can call to order and get a free product catalog. They do have money-saving coupons on their website. And as I mentioned before, coming this month, new website, mobile-friendly, nice navigation, makes it easy to find stuff. And also the new product catalog, too, sometime this month, I will give you an update on that from the printer when we have that. So 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. That's right. I love spirulina and chlorella. I mean, that super plant food will just give you such a lift. And it also has a detoxifying effect, a little mini detoxifying effect. So it'll protect you from things like radiation. So that's always good. All right, we're going to talk about liver. Going to pass the baton to the second topic here. You know, it's one of the largest organs we have. And we really don't think about it until we get a sick liver. Then we start thinking about it. And people, you know, people are like not too worried about, you know, an organ failing because there's always an organ transplant. Well, have you checked the regs lately that have come down through the Affordable Care Act and the insurance providers on that? There are stricter regulations and protocols in order to qualify to be on the organ donor list or to be on the list to receive an organ. It's insane. I've heard from several people that, you know, people in their early 60s, late 50s have been rejected. One lady, this is a true story, one lady called me and she had suffered for many years with diabetes, and so her kidneys were starting to shut down, and they said after dialysis you have to get a transplant. So she gets through the protocol, she fills out all the applications and blah 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 blah, and do you know they rejected her, they turned her down. She wasn't going to be able to get on the organ transplant list for kidneys, which is one of the biggest transplants they do because they do so many of them. And the reason they told her that she failed the protocol test was when they had her walk from point A to point B, she didn't walk fast enough. That was it. Any excuse whatsoever and no transplant for you. And it was just so ridiculous and heartbreaking. So don't rely on modern medicine and the transplants to save you, because they might not agree to do it. So it'd be best interest to, you know, look after your original equipment, okay? So we're going to talk about the liver. The liver has a lot of responsibilities. The liver has to change food into energy while it neutralizes toxins and waste products. In other words, if you know, had a little adult beverage with dinner, it's got to produce enzymes to neutralize that alcohol so you don't hurt yourself. It also neutralizes other poisons in the, that, you know, you'd be taking in, like prescription meds, aspirin, Tylenol, cough syrup, whatever there. And so your digestion really doesn't really stand a chance of having a normal function without your liver being healthy, because the liver also helps the gallbladder with the bile and breaking down fats into proteins. So having a good liver is real important. All right, so there are many health risks that can affect the liver. You can get a virus like hepatitis. You can have drugs that kill your liver. Of course, you can overdo the alcohol. Also, poisons that you're maybe in the environment you weren't aware of, or cancer. These all can put your liver, a very vital organ, at risk. So liver disease can actually scar liver tissue, and it's called cirrhosis of the liver. That affects about 80% of the preventable liver cases. And a sure sign that the liver is sick is there's some yellowing to the skin known as jaundice. Nearly 10 out of 100,000 die from chronic liver disease, and it isn't really necessary. Now, more than 2 million Americans will have alcohol-related liver disease, and that works out to about 30,000 deaths a year from alcohol abuse. There are 3.5 million that suffer from hepatitis C, causing about 12,000 deaths annually. Hepatitis B affects 46,000, and it increases the risk of liver cancer by 100% and causes about 5,000 deaths each year. So the very disturbing statistic is that liver transplants, although on the rise, they're on the rise for children. Why is that? If you contract hepatitis, your allopathic physicians can only advise you to rest and, you know, refrain from anything that could further damage the liver, such as, you know, drinking alcohol or taking certain drugs. You know, so there's really nothing modern medicine can do for you other than just make you as comfortable as possible. So if you have cirrhosis of the liver, the most that your doctor is going to do is offer you a little bit of relief from any of the complications that creates. So if you eat something, let's say, poisonous like mushrooms, all your doctor can do is wait until your consequences run its course. And modern medicine really doesn't use any herbs to protect your liver. Doesn't mean you can't. So is it a consequence that we have 500,000 gallbladders removed each year? Is it because the gallbladder is sick, or is the liver sick and created a gallbladder malfunction? Good question. Basically, we can trace it back to lifestyle, though. So let's talk about some herbs that will help. In the 17th century, the British herbalist Nicholas Culpeper used a milk thistle herb for jaundice and liver disease. And in the first century, a Rome physician, Pitney, published writings about how amazing milk thistle was at helping the body carry off bile, aiding both liver and gallbladder in function. Homeopaths have used small amounts of milk thistle for liver disorders, gallstones, and even varicose veins. So milk thistle, write that down. Let's look at some of the studies. German researchers were able to identify 3 liver protective compounds that came from milk thistle in 1968. Although the compounds are known as silymarin, how do the compounds of milk thistle work? Well, they bind to receptors on the liver cell membranes, and what that does is it blocks toxins from entering. So you may recognize this function by the name antioxidant. So the silymarin is an antioxidant, but it goes the extra mile. It helps the liver repair itself while stimulating your immune system. So what scientists are finding out is that milk thistle can be used for even the worst liver diseases and safely and effectively help. Now, the German E-Commission, which is kind of the German equivalent of the FDA, they evaluated herbs for liver function and approved of the milk thistle herb for all liver conditions. So under their studies for hepatitis, several European researchers also found that patients who used milk thistle recovered quickly. One Italian study of 20 hepatitis patients, some that were given milk thistle and some were given a placebo, found that the patients that took the milk thistle regained normal liver function. So Europeans found that those who accidentally ate poisonous mushrooms, they had a 95% survival rate if they used the milk thistle. So the silymarin in the milk thistle is able to block the poison from entering the liver and killing the organ. So one Scandinavian study that involved 97 alcoholics that had liver damage, but not yet to the point of cirrhosis. Half were given milk thistle, the other were not, for about 4 weeks. So the other half was given a placebo. So those that were taking the milk thistle showed significant improvement in liver enzymes, indicating the liver was healing. Isn't that great? Modern medicine has no drug to do that. God's herbs are great. Let's give it all up for the Lord right there. All right, let's talk about some of these drug-induced studies now. Consuming alcohol isn't the only drug that will damage the liver. If you take large, long-term doses of over-the-counter medications like acetaminophen or a prescription medication, it can damage the liver. So in animal studies, milk thistle was given to protect the livers of rats, and then they were given these large doses of acetaminophen. The milk thistle prevented liver damage in the rats that had the milk thistle and not in the rats that didn't. Same thing worked with antibiotics, antidepressants, and antipsychotic drugs. Isn't that great? Milk thistle. You talk about a wonder herb. There it is. All right, let's look at industrial chemicals. So this is just awesome because research has documented that this antioxidant silymarin that you find in your milk thistle herb minimizes the damage to the liver associated with long-term exposure to industrial chemicals. So workers who were suffering liver damage working around chemical toluene and xylene, they took 2 to 4 teaspoons of milk thistle extract 3 times a day for a month, and it produced substantial reductions in their elevated liver enzymes. Now, if you know anything about liver enzymes, when they elevate, it means the liver is in distress. And that's why sometimes if you're on a specific drug, doctors will have you come in periodically for lab work and they run your liver enzymes. So, but once they notice liver enzymes are elevated, the damage is already being done to the liver and they have nothing to give you to help repair that. But if you're listening to this show, you don't need their permission to use milk thistle. Other research on milk thistle is when you look at it under a microscope, they're looking into how milk thistle lowers cholesterol and reduces the risk of diabetes. And for some, milk thistle, if you take it in large doses, it causes stomach upset, so beware of that. Pregnant and nursing mothers shouldn't use milk thistle. Just, you know, wait until after nursing and birthing. Other facts that you might be wanting to know about milk thistle is it's high in chromium, healthy fat, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, selenium, and zinc. Studies have shown that people who suffer from liver disease, and especially those who are drinkers, alcoholics, they have very low vitamin D. So you can get vitamin D by getting some healthy exposure to your sunlight. Also, castor oil or oily fish, sardines, mackerel, that kind of thing helps get the vitamin D. What happens is vitamin D helps your liver to properly convert and store various phosphorus compounds for proper liver function. So that's why it's important. So the particular function helps the liver manage even your glucose levels. So when the liver has excessive glycogen and lipid levels increase, and they tend to clog your liver up, see? So vitamin D, responsible for regulating the calcium and all the cellular level activity that the body needs. So foods that are high in D, like I said, cod liver oil, maybe a teaspoon per day. Eat herring and mackerel, 3 ounces a day. Sardines, 3 ounces. Tuna, 3 ounces. That kind of thing. Then you get your vitamin D. Now, our organs are designed to regenerate, especially the liver. So when you start removing organs like the gallbladder, which the liver and gallbladder work in tandem together, by the way, then you just put an extra strain or burden on the liver. So you want to also make sure you look after the gallbladder, okay? Now, even if you don't have a gallbladder, you can still use milk thistle to help your liver out. But I like to use milk thistle and barberry for the liver and the gallbladder. So at thepowerherbs.com, under the organ cleansing section, you have some choices there. You could use the milk thistle and the barberry, and then you get instructions on how to do a gallbladder flush if you have gallstones. If you don't have gallstones, then you can use the step-down cleanse, a little gentler, not as hardcore, and you would get the liver gallbladder tincture. It's a combo tincture and the liver detox tea. By the way, that detox tea, that is so yummy. Lots of cinnamon. I just drink it because it tastes good. But it really helps the liver out. So go to thepowerherbs.com, check it out, or give them a call. Get a free catalog because they're the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing, and they've been doing it for over 16 years, so they know a thing or two. ThePowerHerbs.com, or call them 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, ThePowerHerbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless, and it puts the power back in your hands. Look at that. You can save yourself from having to have a liver transplant. Look at that. All right, we got a few minutes here. It is just empowering. Herbs are. It just is. The power herbs. They're great. Okay, we got a few minutes. So we're going to be talking about milk products a little bit. I personally got off milk about 20 years ago. Never felt better. Haven't missed it. I use milk substitutes. My favorite is coconut milk, a little vanilla. I use the coconut milk in my tea if I have a little hot tea. Not a big coffee drinker. So there are substitutes out there that are delicious, and you won't even miss the milk. So scientists have known for some time there's this link between milk and breast cancer, prostate cancer, and just plain cancer. And we just covered the protein imbalance from the whey products creating a cancer risk in the colon. So epidemiological and cultural studies have proven there's a correlation between consuming dairy products, especially whole milk and cheese, and the number of cancer cases. Now, remember, it wasn't just about protein balance. It was about processing and heat, changing the protein cells on a molecule level to something inorganic. And this is what's probably creating the risk for cancer. In 1977, scientists compared the incidence of breast cancer in Japan and found a significant increase in both the consumption of dairy products and the occurrence of breast cancer in urban areas. Because prior to that, because they didn't drink milk, you know, prior to World War II, I think, they didn't drink milk. No breast cancer for the females there. My mom lived in Japan after World War II in 58, 59, and she was the tallest person walking down the street, and she was 5'2". I mean, you know, and she said that the Japanese told her, she had a translator, that Americans smell different because they consume milk. So we smell different. There you go. Now, cow's milk has been identified as the most common universal allergen. The number two most common is wheat. Bottom line is, if you want to eliminate a lot of your allergies, just get rid of those risks that create them, which would be wheat products and dairy. So if you think you do have a sensitivity, a lot of times the body lets you know, Sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes it's not subtle. Like, for me, eczema, I would get eczema if I overdid the milk as a kid. Didn't know it was the milk then. Some people get upper respiratory infections like sinusitis, tonsillitis, strep throat, ear infections, which was my daughter. She got that. Some people, you know, they'll get psoriasis. Some people just have dark circles under their eyes, and they look like a raccoon when you take a photo of them. That was my mom. That's what she did. You know, she looked like, I don't know. She looked creepy. But she loved milk. But that was her symptom right there, was just dark circles. So, which a lot of people say, I can live with it. But it's a very mucousy type of food product, and it coats the system with mucus and traps more toxicity in, which makes it harder. It puts more of a burden on your system to cleanse itself and regenerate itself. And don't forget, cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. So a lot of people say, well, I don't drink milk. But they forget about the cheese on their pizza, their lasagna, on their sandwich. And you're still getting that milk, just in a concentrated form. So a lot of people say, hey, you know, well, we got to have milk, or we're going to have bone problems, osteoporosis, rickets, you name it. I'm like, what? We still have those problems, and people drinking a ton of milk. And by the way, strong bones is what you're talking about. That's why people say, drink your milk, you'll have strong bones. How many times did you hear your mom tell you that? Your grandmother told you that. Well, you can get the perfect balance of calcium in plants. And that's what the cows do, by the way. And they have really strong bones. They're huge, huge. And they make all this milk. You can have strong bones, no risk of osteoporosis or any of that other stuff by using plants that have a balanced calcium and mineral content the body likes. Again, we're back to this balance thing, see, in whole food. Two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium for the uptake and absorption. So the body puts the calcium either in strong bones, muscles, and connective tissue. And of course, you need strong bones to make healthy blood. So here again, we got to give God the kudos, because when you look at calcium-rich food sources that are non-animal, you have that ratio. It's perfect. Cow's milk has 10 parts calcium, no boron and magnesium for the uptake. That's why we still have problems. There's no mineral for the uptake. So the body doesn't do anything with it. You may get 17% calcium out of a lot of consuming of milk, but it's just not going to be enough. So, you know, all the celebrities walking around with milk mustaches telling us to drink your milk, got milk, forget it. Get some rich plants with calcium. So that'd be horsetail, that'd be lobelia, that would be, what was the other one? Horsetail, lobelia, comfrey, which is really called bone knit by the American Indians because it helps heal bones. So there's options out there. So if you're looking for a really great calcium liquid, powerful stuff, reverse your problem in a skinny minute, and that's at thepowerherbs.com. Or give them a call, 866-229-3663. Ask for calcium formula. It's plant-based, whole food, no heat, cold-pressed. All the alkaloid strength is there. All the minerals are there. You'll be amazed. I'm out of time. I hear the music. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well. Oh.